One of the incumbent candidates for Ontario County Board of Supervisors is also a first-time candidate. Lugard was appointed to the seat representing Wards 3 and 4 in Geneva when Charlie Evangelista accepted a position on the Ontario County Board of Elections. Gard was a unanimous choice by the City of Geneva Council, but is now making his case to the voters to retain that seat.
I was excited, I think, because I've always been interested in opportunities to serve in greater depth. City Council for me would have been tough given my role at HWS and given the many opportunities for conflicts there. I would have, you know, been probably recusing myself more than participating. So county business is a lot different.
Being in the position for several months has provided Gard with insight into the role the supervisor plays. That may be of limited value, though, when campaigning.
It's easy for me to speak to what the job requires, I think, and having done it for some period of time now, and having gone through the orientation, gotten to know the staff at the county level, developed those working relationships already, I think that gives a pretty good advantage as long as people are listening. But then in other aspects, of course, you have to introduce yourself as a new candidate, because essentially that's what I am, running for the first time, but just not doing the job for the first time.
Gard has been getting out into the community. I joined him on a visit to a group of seniors. When he asked to hear their concerns, some of the issues raised are beyond the scope of a county official.
What are your thoughts about the veterans? Because I'm all for veterans. I really am. I belong to the American Legion Auxiliary, and we believe that they should get help.
In a time when politicians at all levels are far from popular, Gard views every interaction as an opportunity to stress the value of public service.
You're part of the fabric of government, no matter what level you're at, and you have a responsibility to your constituents and to the people who've elected you and support you to give them good answers.
Off-year elections draw some of the least participation among voters, especially in the absence of national races. A race for county seat may well be decided by tens of votes. But as he's met people in his district, Gard believes Ontario County voters are engaged this year.
Because it's local, I've been surprised at the number of people who actually are interested in it. It's almost been, when you really dig down beneath the headline, it seems like there are people who regularly vote, period, regardless of the election, and are particularly excited because it's a local election. So I'm not too concerned. I think that turnout will be a big deal, and I know that, you know, we have a lot of efforts underway to make sure people turn out to vote. But I've been pleasantly surprised at the number of people who actually know what's going on, know that the election's coming up, and are, you know, fully planning on getting out and voting.
The statewide general election is coming up Tuesday, November 7th. I'll be taking a closer look at some of the races and issues with reporters from the Finger Lakes Times later this week and early next.